You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker with this week's rant. Gentlemen, as we all know, what happened to that swirler over in Africa? The reactions from black women and the swirling community, of course, in blaming black men, which is always the easy target for them. I want to focus in on the reaction from black men. Yeah, ladies, the environment has changed. Back in the day, no matter what happened to black women, black men would feel bad. You can call it conditioning, but no matter how bad black women treated black men always felt some sort of kinship or sympathy towards black women. And believe you me, gentlemen, black women for the longest time have just had unchallenged, outright, just unmitigated disgust towards black men, especially the swirler slash divestor community. These women have had just free, open range to just say the most disparaging, disgusting things about us. Yeah, the anti-black male misandry was always high through regular media. However, when social media came onto the scene, oh, it was amplified to the nth degree. Oh yeah, black men, oh, they're bullet bags. Black men are so terrible. Oh, we need to start early terminating black male babies. Yeah. And despite all of this disgusting rhetoric, black men still try to love black women. Yeah. Talk about Stockholm Syndrome from hell. However, with the recent passing of that divestor, I've seen a seismic shift in the attitudes of black men, especially the younger generations of black men. Yeah, you know what that was called? The wall of indifference. Yeah. Now, as we all know, whenever a black woman becomes a divestor, she says the most disgusting things possible about black men. Now, I will give the swirlers some credit. At least they're open with their anti-black male hate. At least they are. I will give them that. However, you have women, black women, coming on the internet talking about, oh my God, you black men are saying the most disgusting things about this woman. Yeah, mind you, that woman's own tweets from her past were dug up. Yeah, she had no love for black men whatsoever. Now, I find it very, very rich that whenever a black man disagrees with a black woman, what is one of the first things that they love to say? Yo mama black. As if her and his mother sharing the same melanin means that she, as a random black woman, should have the automatic same level of respect that that man's mother should have. He should give her that same level of deference. Yeah, no. doesn't work like that. But unfortunately, black men in the black community were conditioned to have that same level of deference. Any random black woman is on the same level as your mother. But we all know why black men have to act that way towards black women. I've said it before, and I will say it again here, because black men subconsciously have been conditioned, because they know that whenever black women get mad, they have no problems calling the police on us. They don't. Yes, there have been a few black women who've openly said, yes, if you really want to control a black man, threaten to call the police on him. And black men, if you've ever been with a woman that called the police on you, you should never be with her again. Because at that point, she literally tried to get you taken out by proxy violence of the police. But, looking at the comment section of a few videos, particularly O'Shea Duke Jackson's and Jada Black, yes, black men are now showing complete and total indifference to that swirler. Yeah, there are many other reasons why black men need to start showing complete and total indifference to black women who end up getting sent to the upper room, especially by, you know, Zaddy. Kobe Bryant comes to mind when he unfortunately passed away. Black women laughed. They mocked. They damn near cheered. Why? Because they said, oh, his fortune should come back to black women, even though he was married to a non-black woman. Kevin Samuels. They damn near danced on his grave. And yet this same group of disgusting women expect black men to pull their swords and be ready to go to war for them. No. And yet they want to say at every turn, oh my God, black women are not being protected. You know what protection entails? Submission to the group of men you want to protect you. Plain and simple. Now, let me ask you a question. It's rhetorical, but I'm going to ask anyway. Why is it that black women are the only group of women that literally have to have books and a community entitled the Divested Community? Why? Now, according to black women who used the term, or should I say, they brought the term pick me into the lexicon. Now, whenever they want to shame another woman who actually agrees with men or wants to be chosen by a man, they call her a pick me. By that logic, would not the swirling community be the ultimate pick me's? Just something to think about. Just something to think about, gentlemen. But do Asian women and Hispanic women actually have communities where they quote unquote divest themselves from their men? No. Particularly Asian women. We know that the Asian woman is the second pick below white women for white men. Period, point blank. But yet, black women are so desperate to be with white men that they have to call themselves divestors as a way to say, ooh, pick me, I hate black men, pick me. I'm just putting two and two together and coming up with four. Just saying. But in my humble opinion, the way that these women are, you cannot tell me that being a divestor in 2026 is not the equivalent of a mental illness. Yeah. Yeah. But why is it that the divestor community only want to go after white men, not Hispanic men, not Asian men, only white men? Well, Hollywood, believe it or not, these women are so entranced by Hollywood and how Hollywood has always, you know, put the white man at the top. They still believe that every single white man in America is rich. It's going to give them a better life. Hey, you know what? Once again, you cannot tell me that that is not a form of mental illness at this point. But you know what? Their preference is their preference. And yet they still want to sit here and depolice black men and who we choose to be with. Funny, isn't it? Loving versus Virginia. That wasn't black men trying to be with white women. That was a black woman trying to be with a white man. I wonder how they're going to try to do revisionist history on that eventually. But yeah, a lot of black men have said, look, this is not our fight. Why are y'all blaming us? And BGS said something in his live stream, and I agree with him. Why are black men still taking this outright abuse? Why? And frankly, I'm getting sick of it as well. But more and more black men are saying, you know what? Here's the wall of indifference. I don't care. She didn't have any love for us in her life, so why should we have love for her in her death? Period. Point blank. But yeah, gentlemen, these swirlers, these divestors, yeah, open black male misandry. But hey, at least the younger generation are finally saying, you know what? We no longer care. You wanted your preference? Cool. Your preference took you up out of here? All right, cool. This is not our problems. Leave us alone. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section. If you're a brother, put your opinion in it. Personally, I don't give a rat's ass. I really don't. But I do find it funny, more propaganda, that black men in interracial relationships, they don't last. Well, in my humble opinion, or should I say in my own case, 20 plus years, I think I can be an outlier. And yeah, black men, go with who wants you. You're not stuck in this cage called America anymore. And that's another thing that really pisses off the divestor community. The fact that black men are able to leave the country and seek women elsewhere. But with that being said, to all you divestors out there who really, really, really think that getting with a white man is going to solve your problems, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. All the social power you think you're going to get by being with a white man, yeah, that's going to go out. Feminism, which was never your fight to begin with, is definitely going to go out and abandon you when it's convenient for them. Just saying. And with that being said, gentlemen, hey, all I got to say is your preference, oh well, oh well. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.